Blog Talk Radio.
Oh God, once again, we come into your presence with expectancy in our hearts. God, we know you're going to bless us. So we lift our hands in the sanctuary and we give you glory and honor.
Praise the Lord. I think the board is doing what it wants to do today. Amen. But we will praise him for the rest of our days. Amen. Hallelujah. We thank and praise God on this morning. Amen. Welcome, 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 everyone, to Mount Carmel International Church this morning. You are on the air with no other than the one and only, amen, Apostle Carolyn McNeil this morning. Amen. I thank God for you, and you. Praise God for allowing me to come into your home, wherever you may be sitting at. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. Car. Praise God. But I just want to say welcome, welcome, welcome to all the United States, Nigeria. Come on. God is spreading our wings, y'all. Nigeria, South Africa, Zambia, and Ghana. Amen. Praise God. These are the people that's listening to MCI Ministry Radio. So I'm grateful how God is expanding. Amen. Praise God. With that being said, good morning, people of God. Hallelujah. We bless and praise God this morning. I just want to pray, amen, before we get started, because we know that, praise God, we want God to have his way on today. We want God to speak to us today. And I pray that you woke up with a praise in your hands and a praise in your feet, where however you praise the Lord, amen, because you know what, like you said, I will praise him for the rest of my days, amen. Let us pray. Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God, I come and I bless your holy name, Father. We give you honor, we give you the glory, Father God, for who you are in our life, oh God. We know that, Lord God, that you are doing miraculous miracles day by day, because you woke us up this morning, Father, in our right mind. Yes, Holy Spirit, and we have the activity of our limbs, oh God. Hallelujah, hallelujah. We have not received no call, hallelujah, that something went wrong. So we thank you, Father, yes, for the grace and the mercy that you have bestowed upon us, God, in the name of Jesus. So, Father, I pray, God, that you will open up the airways, oh God. Send the ministry where you want to send it at, God, that people will be blessed, God, from nation to nation, city to city, God, whatever you want to do, Father, because the ministry is all about you, Father. So we thank you, Lord God, for all the ones that are, yes, Holy Spirit, that's coming on these days, Lord God, and bless them as well, God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God. Bless your servants, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, that give their time, give their energy, fast and pray for the ministry, Father God. I thank you for them, Lord God. And I thank you for all the listeners, Father. I ask that you bless them as well, Father, because without the listeners, Lord God, there is no show, Father God. There is no ministry, Father God. So I bless you, Father God, for what you're doing, Lord God. Turn everybody's situation around, God. Yes, Holy Spirit, do as you will in our lives, oh God. We surrender our will to you on this day, Father God. Lead and direct our path, Father God. Now, Father God, as you anoint me for service today, Lord God, hallelujah, that I may serve your people, Father God. On this day, Father God, I pray for wisdom. I pray for the knowledge. I pray for your understanding. I pray that you stir up every gift on the inside of me, God, today, Lord God. Use me for your glory as I step aside and allow the Holy Spirit to have his way. These things I pray in your Son Jesus' name. Amen, amen, and amen, people of God. Hallelujah. Today, y'all. Amen. I'm going to a passage of scripture that everybody knows. John 10:10. John 10:10. And if you don't know it, praise God. Hallelujah. Keep quoting it, praise God. Yes, Holy Spirit. Because listen, John 10:10 says, the thief cometh not but to steal and to kill and to destroy. Jesus said that they might have life and that they might have it more abundantly. This is the scripture for today. On yesterday, I just kept hearing this scripture playing over and over and over. So I began to go and do a study to bring it forth as God commissioned me to do on today. Now, it might be a little different than our Sunday service, but you need to know that the thief cometh not but to steal and to kill and to destroy. But Jesus, oh, yes, Holy Ghost, he came to give us life, to bless us. So here, Jesus saw the crowd as powerless sheep. Sheep would be us, for anybody that don't know, because we are the sheep of his pasture. The Bible says in Matthew 9 and 36, explain, when he saw the crowds, he had compassion on them because they were harassed and helpless, like sheep without a shepherd. He didn't want his followers to be vulnerable and directionless. He wanted them to have direction. He wanted to empower them and teach them how to protect themselves. So he gave them some new important information, which we read in John 10. This harassed and helpless crowd understood that life was full of threat to their well-being. They sought meaning and insight into Jesus' teaching. His word validated their experience, but still offered hope. God has given us hope. Jesus has given us hope. Oh, yes, Holy Ghost. He told them the thief comes only to steal and to kill and to destroy. Come that they may have life and have it full, he said. They had opposition. And even the evil thief that intended them maximum harm. Yes, we are going to have opposition. He also sought to comfort them. Jesus always comforts us. Despite this evil opposition, explaining that he came to bring them full and rich lives. Come on, Holy Ghost. Jesus was to give us full and rich lives. He continued in John 10 and 11, revealing, I am the good shepherd, he said. Some of them may have never had a good spiritual leader. If you had a good spiritual leader, you will understand Jesus being the good shepherd. Amen. Praise God. Because we have leaders sometimes. I'm not going to speak against leaders, but there are some leaders, amen, praise God, that will only be for themselves. They will not guard the sheep. Come on, somebody. Hallelujah. Glory to his name. They will not pray for the sheep. Glory to God. They just want everything that the sheep have, but you might have a good leader. Jesus is a good leader. This promise was appealing to those who were desperately hungry for guidance. I don't know about you, but I need guidance in my life. Come on, somebody. Still, Jesus doesn't sugarcoat the revelation that we have an enemy that comes only, come on, to steal and to kill and to destroy. We are forewarned so we can be forearmed. Put your armor on, people of God. Hallelujah, Jesus. Forewarned to be forearmed. This information is to help us, not to scare us. Come on, somebody say, oh, my God, the enemy is getting ready to come because she's preaching about the enemy. She's preaching, amen, praise God, that the thief comes to steal, kill, and destroy. That's not what God is saying today. Hallelujah. Glory to his name. All of these years later, the thief still has the same agenda. The thief and the threat is real, but it should not be ignored or intimidated by it. These are two equal and opposite error in which we people of God can fall plans. One is to disbelieve their existence. Because a lot of times, somebody say, well, they all heard about turnaround. They're talking about the enemy. But let me tell you something. When your house is in an uproar, who's there? Because God is not the author of confusion. When confusion comes, we know that the enemy just stepped in. And glory to God, glory to God, glory to God. Wherever you may be, praise God. When you find confusion, you know who's present. Come on, somebody. So instead of fighting one another, we need to be fighting in the realm of the spirit, fighting that spirit out of our place of resistance. Oh, yes, Holy Ghost. The other is to believe and to feel an excessive and unhealthy interest in them. Jesus intended us to handle this revelation with true wisdom, not to ignore it, and not to be overempowered by it as a result of preoccupation. Because sometimes in our mind, praise God, we get fear, amen, praise God, of what we don't know. And that's the enemy. He only brings fear. He brings anxiety. He brings depression. He brings oppression. He brings division. Come on, somebody. The threat is real. But we should not be ignorant by it, intimidated by it. The Bible says in John 10:27, our words are comfort after revealing our enemy plans towards us. Listen what Jesus says. My sheep listen to my voice. I know them, he said, and they follow me. I give them eternal life, and they shall never perish, he said. No one will snatch them out of my hands. Jesus has you right in his hands. My Father, he says, who has given them to me, is greater than all. No one can snatch them out of my Father's hands. You are in Jesus' hand. You are in the Father's hand. No one can snatch you out the Father's hands. Neither should this knowledge overwhelm us. Later on, the Bible says in John 16:33, Jesus addressed the issue of fear. He says, I have told you these things so that in me you may have peace. In this world, you will have trouble, he said, but take heart. I have overcome the world. Yes, this is potentially scary stuff. But we're on his team. Oh, come on, somebody. Peace is found in him. God has us. There is no need to fear. Somebody shout with me right there, because if I'm on Jesus' team, my God, I give you glory. The Bible says no weapon formed against me shall prosper. Come on, somebody. Hallelujah, Jesus. No weapon shall prosper in your life, because you're on the right team. You didn't switch teams. You are still on Jesus' team. You are still following Jesus. Wisdom and experience show that ownership of certain possessions are particularly threatening to the thief. Oh, come on, somebody. He don't like when you have ownership and possessions. How do we heed Jesus' revelation that we have an enemy whose only intent is to kill, steal, and to destroy? We listen carefully for the voice of our shepherd and follow his lead. Scriptures give us warning to guard many things. Wisdom and experience show that ownership of certain possessions are particularly threatening to the thief. Here are some things I want you to know today, praise God. Each of us needs to aggressively protect your faith. The enemy comes to steal and to kill and to destroy. The Bible says, somebody hold on to your faith. Come on, Corinthians 16 and 13 says, be on guard. Stand firm in faith. Be courageous. Be strong. Paul continues Jesus' critical stance towards passivity. James 1 and 6 explains, when you ask, you must believe and not doubt. When you ask, hear me, people of God, you must believe and not doubt. Because the one who doubts is like a wave of the sea, blown and tossed by the wind. Unguarded faith can be subject to changing situations, giving us a roller coaster ride and rendering our faith ineffective. The enemy knows that. He knows that God spoke to you about something. God gave you a word about something. He's coming to try to steal that faith from you. He's coming to try to steal what God has planted in you. The enemy knows that, according to Hebrews 4 and 6, without faith, it is impossible to please God, because anyone who comes to him must believe that he exists and that he rewards those who honestly seek him. Oh, hear me in the Holy Ghost, people of God. Hey, Taramasia. He rewards those who honestly seek him. Going to faith and pray, like the apostles in Luke 17 and 5 prayed by exclaiming, increase our faith. The apostles knew, praise God, Lord, I don't know what's going on in my life. Come on, Holy Ghost. Hey, cut on up, I see. I'm talking to somebody. Hey, glory to God. Ha, yes, Holy Ghost. Increase my faith. Increase our faith. Paul prayed the prayer. Increase our faith. The enemy wants to spiritually incompact. He wants to take what God has placed in you, weakening and destroying your faith life. Here, that was one that God was talking about, your faith. He wants you to hold on to your faith. Don't be tossed. Don't be tossed. Because he now says, no, praise God. When I thought about it yesterday, praise God, yes, Holy Spirit, in the name of Jesus, I heard the Spirit of the living God speak to me, says, when your faith is activated, I'm standing for you. I'm believing that you're going to make it because your faith is active. Speaking to somebody today, glory to his name, that your faith come alive. Hey, my Satan, I see him. That you won't be tossed. That you won't be turned around. That every wind and doctrine won't overtake you, praise God. Yes, Holy Spirit. Your relationship. Go, go, my second daughter, my son. Your relationship is a ploy of the enemy to isolate us. He wants to destroy communities where we mutually love, nature, encourage, and bless one another. The Bible says in 1 John 1 and 7, says, but if we walk in the light as he is in the light, we have fellowship with one another. Hey, my Satura Basia. And the blood of Jesus, his son, purify us from all sin. Now here we go. We know that the enemy always tried to get into relationships. Oh, come on, somebody. If we're not watchful, if our eyes are not open, he can make us feel, praise God, isolated. But one thing, when you find a good relationship with somebody, not only the husband and a wife, but a friend, a mother, whoever it may be, brother, sister, come on, cousin, he always tried to get in the midst and try to divide that thing. But I heard the Holy Spirit speak, glory to God, not too long ago.
marriage, broke up ministries. Come on, somebody. Yes, Holy Ghost, in the name of Jesus. Broke up friendship. Praise God. Hallelujah. The enemy will use who he wants to use to destroy your life. Come on, Holy Ghost. The enemy wants us alone. He uses offense, anger, disunity, and pride to keep us from fellowship. The Bible says in Ecclesiastes 4 and 10, warn, though one may overpower, two can defend themselves. A cord of three strands is not quick if easily broken. See, the enemy tries to do, because a three-fourth cord is not easily broken. Come on, somebody. The Bible says one can chase 1,000 and two can chase 10,000. Can you imagine when two people come together for real, for real, for real, and pray? The enemy got to flee because there's too much power. Oh, come on, somebody. I'm getting fired up right now, praise God. It's too much power. Power, praise God. Hallelujah. And he can't stand it. Make no mistakes that the enemy seeks to kill healthy, spiritual, edified relationships. He hates marriages. He hates family. He hates friendship. He hates fellowship and works overtime trying to separate us from one another. The thief is fine with unhealthy, destructive, controlling, and abusive relationship and contributes what he can to their survival. Just as we should be careful not to isolate ourselves, we should be careful where we focus our attention and our affections. The proverb says in 4:23 tells us, above all else, guard your heart. Somebody touch your heart right there. Guard your heart, for everything you do flows from it. God can heal broken relationships, but avoiding them when we see them developing in our lives is wise. The thief is fine with unhealthy, destructive, controlling, and abusive relationship and contributes what he can to their survival. Your peace, oh, come on, yeah. Glory to God. It's so important in life. So here, praise God, maintain, guard your heart with all diligence. That was one thing that my bishop told me years ago. Amen. Praise God. When I got saved, he told me, he said, guard your heart with all diligence because, you know, a lot of time, praise God, with this walk in God, hallelujah, you're going to encounter some things in life, hallelujah, but you got to sometimes let things roll off your back, praise God. Sometimes you got to disconnect yourself from people with unhealthy relationships, praise God. Yes, Holy Spirit, not so much as just getting it by yourself, but get to the point where, principle, Shia, that you're not listening to all the unhealthy things no more, because those things can bring you down, praise God. You have to guard your heart with all diligence. Your peace requires maintenance. Your peace requires maintenance. The Bible says in 1 Peter 3:11 says, whosoever would love life must turn from evil and do good. They must seek peace and pursue it. Are you seeking peace and are you pursuing it? Keeping the enemy of peace, such as stress, anxiety, fear, away from with all diligence. Little battles may occur in our mind, for that is where much of the fight exists. Peter takes it a step further here, saying that peace must be pursued. The Bible says, 1 Peter 4:6-7, holds a major key to keeping peace. It says, do not be anxious about anything, but in every situation, by prayer and petition, and your thanksgiving. Present your request to God. And the peace of God, which transcends all understanding, will guard your heart and your mind in Christ Jesus. Somebody say, I must seek peace and I must pursue it. I'm not going to let nothing get in the way of what God has in store for me. Pursue peace through prayer, petition, and thanksgiving. Giving Jesus thanksgiving. Giving God thanksgiving. Hallelujah. When we fail to be proactive through spending time with God and involving him in our problems, we make ourselves vulnerable to the enemy's attack. Come on, somebody. Your destiny is very important. Your peace is important. Your faith is important. Hallelujah. Your destiny. Where is God taking you in life? You can't let nothing or anyone stop what God is doing in your life. Because if we stop in the middle and throw in the tile, come on, somebody, we would not get the blessing that God desires us to have. So when the fight comes, you're so close to your blessing. When the fight comes, help me, Holy Ghost. Hear me in the Holy Ghost today. When you have a great fight, that means that God is up to something big, people of God. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hold on to what God has already put in you, my God. I give you glory. We got to know what team we are on. We got to know that he is Jehovah Jireh. He is our provider. We have to know, praise God, that he's Jehovah Shalom. He is our peace. He is Jehovah Mechanism, the Lord our sanctifier. He is Jehovah Roe. He is the God who sees. Come on, somebody. My God, I give you glory. He's Jehovah Rohat, the Lord my shepherd. I shall not want. Come on, somebody. Hallelujah. Your destiny is important. I want you to hear something, praise God, that God allowed me, Hare Katabashanda, glory to his name, to get yesterday. I want you to know that you won't lose your praise. Don't lose what God has placed in front of you. Don't lose what God is getting ready to do in your life. Yes, we know that we fight spiritual battles, but guess what? We got Jesus, and I will not give up. Come on, somebody say, I will not give up. I'm going to reach my destiny. I'm going to reach where God is sending me. I'm not going to stop, praise God, because these little imps are coming, because God has me in the hands. Hey, I'll be right back, people of God. Listen to this.
The enemy has come to kill, steal, and destroy our minds, bodies, and souls through sickness, our marriages, homes, and families through lies, deceit, and divorce, our finances through lack, poverty, and brokenness, our schools and children through crime, our nations, the world through corruption. He has stolen our peace, hope, and joy. His mission is to take our attention from focusing on God and praising. He wants us to start crying, denying God's power. However, the devil is a liar. His lies we will no longer take. We will fight back using one of our greatest weapons, the weapons of praise. God's name we will raise in America, across the world, in Africa. We praise and say, Mdali wetu wezinsuku, sihlangu sethu sasempini, mafunga angajiki, uyisiqalo. In the midst of the devil's attack, we can't afford to lose our praise. So when the praises go up, God's healing must come down. In our own language and vernacular, we must praise our God from A to Z. For praising God is as easy as ABC. We praise our A, the able God, ancient of days, awesome God, with abundant affection, applause, acclamation. We appreciate him for the anointing. With B, boldness, we bless our bread of life, the bishop of our our souls the balm in Gilead, for bearing our burdens on the sea, cross of Calvary, cornerstone, consuming fire. In the midst of the chaos, crime, and confusion, we will continue to confess that you are commander and chief. You did destroy death, dealing with the devil, giving us divine dominion over demons, darkness, and every deadly thing. And even in disappointment, distraction, and destruction, we will not be discouraged in declaring that you deserve eternal exaltation. For S, favoring us in the midst of our foes, fake friends, and frenemies. Faithful friends, you are our G. Good, good God, we are grateful for your grace, glory, and H, the honor. Hope our glory, here is a heartfelt hallelujah, is the highest praise. Hosanna in the highest. Even in eye impairment, illness, and infirmity, we will increase our praise for thee, for you are Jehovah Rapha, the Lord our healer. We know that you will heal our land. We praise you for K, your kindness, L, your love, M, your mercies, that are N, new every single morning. Omniscient, omnipresent, omnipotent God, we praise you for open doors we may go through, P, pain, poverty, and persecution, but we will press on praising you for your provision, prosperity, and the power you gave us to trample over scorpions and snakes. Powerful God, we know that you are not done with us yet. You are still on pure quest to all restore riches, marriages, and the rest of what the devil has stolen. Shaper, you shaped, supernaturally T-turned, transformed us. Our tongues will not tire in testifying that you turned our tests into testimonies, our trials into triumphs. We thank you for the V victory. www.winnerofwinners. When we are weak, weary, and worn, we will wage war with our words. We say XO, XO, why? Because you did it, Jesus. You never lie. You never fail. You always win. You did it 2,000 years ago on the cross of Calvary. You said that it is done. Our complaints are 0.1 zillion. Tongues are not enough to give you the praise that you deserve. We lift your name on high, for when the praises go up, your healing must come down in our own language and vernacular. Whatever the formula, in the midst of it all, we won't lose our praise.
Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. We won't lose our praise. Come on, somebody, give God some glory. Hallelujah, hallelujah, because, yes, 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 your destiny matters, praise God. Hallelujah. We will praise our God. Yes, Holy Spirit, because when the praises go up, the blessings come down. And I'm so glad, people of God, that we have God, we have Jesus, and we are on his team. Hallelujah, Jesus. Come on and walk with them. Come on and talk with them. Come on and raise your hands with them. Praise God. Hallelujah. He has never lost a case. Ah, yes, Holy Spirit. Your destiny. Your destiny. Ephesians 4:10 tells us that God designed each of us with purpose. Ah, come on. I want you to know that. Praise God. Hallelujah. That he designed you with purpose. It says, for we are his workmanship created in Christ Jesus for good works, which God prepared beforehand so that we would walk in them. Sometimes we forget that the enemy doesn't want us to do what God has made us to do. Entire seasons may pass without giving us much thought to God's agenda above our own. So we need to have God's agenda above our own. An indicator that we're doing important stuff for God may be the enemy coming against us with force when we are becoming a threat to his work. The good news is that God is behind us when we're walking in his ways. The Bible says in Psalms 34:19 says, the righteous person may have many troubles, but the Lord delivers us from them all. Now, let me tell you, people of God, I was talking
husband, praise God, to my husband, praise God. And I was just talking about ministry because every time that God has given me assignment to do something, there was always a fight, not enough support. And my husband looked at me, he said, this year, you will not struggle to do ministry. And I receive it in the name of Jesus. I will walk in that what God has called me to walk in. And you will walk in that what God has called you to walk in. The righteous person, come on, Holy Ghost, may have many troubles, people of God, but the Lord will deliver them from them all. An indicator that we're doing important stuff for God may be the enemy coming against us with force when we're becoming a threat to his work. Listen to the Holy Spirit and follow his lead. Your workout, come on, your workout, your destiny, one step at a time. Come on, work it out. One step at a time. Come on, we can't get past that, praise God. We got to walk this thing out day by day. It's a fight every day. Glory, yes, Holy Spirit. The Bible says in Philippians 4 and 6 says, being confident of this, that he who begun a good work in you will carry it on to completion until the day of Jesus Christ. God is already doing a good work in you. Come on, you on this line today. He's doing a good work in you. And he will complete it at the day of Jesus Christ. Be intentional about how you spend your time and your decisions that you make. God will guide you as you heed his direction, and your destiny will be fulfilled, not stolen. Don't attribute trouble to your failing, because it could actually indicate that you are succeeding in God's work. Bring your joy back. Where is your joy? You know, I always say this. We don't need Christians. Come on, somebody. How are we going to minister to the people of God if we look like we got lemons in our mouth? Where is the joy of the Lord in us? Bring the joy back. What God are we serving? Your joy. I speak joy in the name of Jesus. Your joy. James 1, 2, and 3, like joy, links joy and trials. It links it together. It says, consider it pure joy, my brothers and sisters, whenever you face trials of many kinds, because you know that the testing of your faith, hear me in the Holy Ghost, the testing of your faith produces perseverance. Deciding to respond to trials with joy develop perseverance in our character. When you fall into those trials, those hard things, it's because God is allowing it. But in that time, praise God, turn that thing on, amen, praise God, and confuse the enemy, because he wants us to sit and cry. He wants us to worry. He wants us to have fear. But you got to turn it into praise and confuse the enemy. We are able to be joyful by considering it and then choosing it. Joy is not shallow, silly clapping and bouncing with a pasted on smile. The original word, like in the Greek, for joy is chara, which can mean the opposite of a demonstrating exuberance. It can indeed mean cheerfulness, but it can also mean calm delight. It's an understanding that all will end well. And the happiness that accompanies this belief can manifest in in joy, praise God. It's demonstrative joy. Another way to say it would be chilled out, not irritated, not bombazzled, as everybody say. The enemy wants to derail us with our trials and watch us embrace misery. Somebody, I'm speaking to you today. You will have joy, unspeakable joy. The joy that you have never experienced. The joy that man cannot give you. Only the joy that comes from God. Hallelujah. Joy and hope are tied together. Because joy is born of trust and expectation. And of a strong belief in God's goodness. Joy is possible when we are secure about our future and hopeful in God's promises. Oh, come on, Holy Ghost. Let me speak it again. Joy is possible when we are secure, come on, about our future and hopeful in God's promises. Oh, my God, I give you glory. We need to protect both hope and joy because the enemy wants to snatch them away. He wants to derail us with our trials and watch us embrace misery. He tempts us to grumble, criticize, and complain. When we consider we need to reject these negative reactions, which will steal your joy. Remember, the Bible says that the enemy comes to steal, kill, and destroy. So what he wants to steal to make you miserable is your joy. Your health is next, praise God. Yes, Holy Ghost, in the name of Jesus. And I'm winding it down, praise God. Yes, Holy Ghost. Your health. Your health is a blessing. It says, dear friends, 3 John 1 and 2, dear friends, I pray that you may enjoy good health and that all may go well with you, even as your soul is getting along well. It seems that it would go without saying that God wants to bless us with health. But we sometimes forget that there is a spiritual battle against our health. The enemy doesn't want us to be healthy. Illness and injuries can diminish all that we do. The Bible says, in Luke 12, 6 and 7 says, are not 5 sparrows sold for 2 pennies? Yet not one of them, come on, is forgotten by God. Indeed, the very hairs of your head are all numbered. Don't be afraid. You are worth more than many sparrows. God cares intensively about our bodies and our physical well-being. The Bible says, hear me in the Holy Ghost today, Proverbs 4, 20 and 22 says, my son, to what I say, turn your ear to my words. Do not let them out of your sight. Keep them within your heart, for they are life to those who find them and health to one's whole body. Hear me. Obedience to God may bring maximum good health. God wants us to protect our health by taking care of our bodies. The Bible says in 1 Corinthians 6, 19 and 20 says, do you not know that your body are the temple of the Holy Spirit, the Holy Ghost, who is in you, whom you have received from God? You are not your own. You was bought with a price. Therefore, honor God, come on, with your body. We are to take care of ourselves. Are we taking care of ourselves? When the enemy literally seeks our to physically kill us, if not through accident, then through illness, then we understand that we should and must guard our health. When we do have health problems, we need to take initiative to address these things, come on, these issues, physically, but also spiritually. Now, we can address them physically, but there's a spiritual thing, that we must know that, praise God, hallelujah. The Bible says, in James 5:14 says, is anyone among you sick? Let them call the elders of the church to pray over them. Anoint them with oil in the name of the Lord. Prayer for illness and injury should be standard for God's people. Hallelujah. Psalms 107:19-20 says, then they cried to the Lord in their trouble, and he saved them from all their distress. He sent out his word and healed them. Hear me, somebody needs a healing. And he sent out his word to heal them. He rescued them from the grave. A person is not being self-involved when he or she seeks prayer for health reasons. This should be our first line of defense against the enemy's ploy to do us physical harm and thus render us useless to God's work. Minor incites discomfort, like mildly sore hips or aching, whatever it could be. Hallelujah. Sometimes people are critical or less dramatic physical prayer concerns. Prayer for the smaller discomfort should be taken seriously. This is part of the defense that we should use against the enemy. Prayer for one another should be more common than that of an aspirin. We should pray for each other, alignment, big and small. Too often God's people watch these things slip away into ruin, not understanding that a war has been on. The Bible says in James 5:16, talks about the link between our spiritual condition and our health. It says, therefore, confess your sins to each other and pray for each other so that you may be healed. The prayer of the righteous person is powerful and effective. We need to aggressively battle illness and injury in the spiritual realm, keeping our hearts clean before one another. Guard and protect your faith, your relationship, your peace, your destiny, your joy, your health. There are all gifts from God that should be pursued. Amen. Cherish all, defend. Come on. Cherish and defend. Too often God's people watch these things slip away or fall into ruins, not understanding that the war has been on. God is a God of restoration, but loss prevention is recommended. This is why Jesus revealed the enemy ways. The Bible says, in Psalms 121:7 is a promise. It says, the Lord will keep you all harm. He will watch over your life. Sometimes he asks us to work with him towards off that harm. The thief is real. Possibly regarding his schemes can be dangerous. God bless you as you live in diligence, trusting always in his goodness and his faithfulness. God is a God of restoration. He will protect you. He will shield you. But listen, people of God, these things God says are important in your walk with him. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Your health is important with him. Your joy is important to him. Your destiny is important to him. Your peace is important to him. Your relationship is important to him. Your faith is important to the Lord Jesus Christ. We thank God. Amen. We thank God for this day. We thank God that he taught us how to pray. But in the midst of it all, hey, my God, I give you glory. We got to ask God, Lord, increase my faith. Hey, glory to God, glory to God, glory to God. We thank God, amen, for this day. Praise God. Yes, Holy Spirit. We thank God for his word. Praise God. God wants the joy of the Lord to come back in our life. The joy of the Lord is your strength. Yes, we may have battles, but guess what, y'all? Praise God. He didn't lose no battle. battle. Praise God, that's Holy Spirit. And if he allowed it, praise God, he's going to bring you through it. My God, I give you glory. You will not be by yourself. You will not fight by yourself. Sometimes he says, stand still and see the salvation of the Lord. And it's time, people of God, to stand still and let the Lord fight your battle. Praise God, yes, Holy Spirit. Just don't lose your faith. Don't let faith walk out the door. Come on. Don't let your relationship walk out the door. Come on, somebody. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Don't let your peace walk out that door. Don't let your destiny walk out that door. My God, I give you glory. Don't let the joy walk out the door. Glory to God. Hold on to everything that you got. Yes, Holy Ghost. And most of all, stay healthy, people of God. I'm a sacred of our Father. And if you find yourself being sick, hallelujah, call the elders of the church. Let them anoint you with oil. Let them pray over you. Praise God. Yes, Holy Ghost, in the name of Jesus. And the prayer of faith shall bring you through. My God, I give you glory. We thank and praise God on today. Amen. For MCI Ministry Radio, Mount Carmel International Church. You have been on the air with no other but the one and only. Amen. Apostle Carolyn McNeil this morning. I want to take time. This is the end of the month. Praise God. And I want to take time. Amen. To thank our supporters. Thank the ones, amen, that partners with us in this month. Praise God. I want to thank, amen, Elder Johnny Burgess, amen, for being a supporter of this ministry. Praise God. On this month, praise God. Pastor Willamette Burgess for being a supporter for this month. Praise God. Pastor Ilona Waters for being a supporter of this month. Praise God. Without you, praise God. Yes, Holy Spirit, we are still yet on the air. Thank God for Diane Burgess, amen, that's been a supporter of this ministry for this month. We thank God for you, you, and you, amen. And I pray that the grace of God, the grace, thank you, Jesus, for the grace that's upon their life to be givers in the kingdom of God. And for all the ones, amen, my listeners, amen, from all walks of life, from all over, amen. I thank God for you, you, and you. Take ownership of your life, people of God. Because when it's all said and done, when you look in the mirror, you see you, praise God. Take care of you. Take care of ownership over your life and allow God to do the rest. So with that being said, amen, if you'd like to be a blessing to this ministry, you may call me, praise God, 302-883-9799. If you need prayer, I'm available to you. 302-883-9799. And if you're not saved, you can contact me, 302-883-9799. Life is short, people of God. Don't let life slip by you without coming into the kingdom. Listen, it still can have fun in the kingdom of God. You still can laugh in the kingdom of God. You still can go places in the kingdom of God. God did not take our life away from us. He just said, I'd like for you to be saved. I'd like you to give your life over to me. Hallelujah. Glory to God. With that being said, I'm going to pray. Amen. And I'm going to end with a song. How about that? Praise God. Yes, Holy Spirit, in the name of Jesus. Father, we thank you. We thank you. We thank you, Lord God. We come now in your Son Jesus' name, Father God, to wash over our minds with the blood of Jesus and to cleanse out all darkness and all thoughts that are contrary to your will, God, in the name of Jesus, and to our destiny, Father God, in the name of Jesus. God, we ask, Father God, to shut any door, yes, God, shut any door that needs to be shut, whether the spiritual or natural, Father God, and open any door that needs to be opened, Father God, whether it's Father God, yes, Holy Spirit. Heavenly Father, I ask you to give us, yes, God, each one that's on this line. And I pray for them today, God, clarity of vision, clarity of sight, clarity of thought, clarity of mind, clarity of knowing and hearing your voice, Father God, in the name of Jesus. Now, Father, we ask that you have your way, God, today. I pray, God, on this Sunday, Father God, that they will testify of the goodness of you, Father God, in the name of Jesus. We thank you, Holy Spirit, that you have covered us in the blood. The blood still works. We thank you for the blood of Jesus. We thank you for the cross. We thank you that we rose, that he rose on the third day with all power in his hand, and the same anointing that raised Jesus from the cross, Father God, will raise us up, Father God. Yes, Holy Spirit, to where you want us to be, Father God. Quicken us, God, today, Lord God, into the new realm that we, hey, oh, Rabbi, say, come on up, Sunday. Yes, Holy Ghost, quicken us into that new realm, God, that you have taken us up. Yes, Holy Ghost, today, Father God, in the name of Jesus. Yes, Holy Ghost, we thank you for the new realm, God. We thank you for, yes, Holy Ghost, for new eyesight, God. We thank you for the ears that's being unstopped right now, God. We thank you for the walk, the talk, God. Yes, Holy Ghost, in the name of Jesus. And Father, we ask that you have your way, God, today. Move in their lives, move in their homes, move in their ministry, move in their children, move in their finances, God. Yes, Holy Ghost, in the name of Jesus. Move in their marriages, God, in the name of Jesus. So, God, I thank you, Lord God, for what you're going to do on today and what you're about to do in the lives of your people, God. Oh, yes, Holy Ghost, in the name of Jesus. We give you glory. We give you glory. We give you glory. Yes, we give you glory. So, Father, we thank you. We thank you and we praise you. These things we pray in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost. In Jesus' name I pray with thanksgiving in my heart, and my soul says amen and amen. Hallelujah. There's a song for us. Hallelujah. God bless you. Happy Sunday. And don't forget, people of God, tomorrow night, yes, Holy Ghost, your fix at 6 will be on with Pastor Keeping It Real, McNeil. God bless you.